This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And for the second year in a row, some people in Texas are upset about who won the high school wrestling championship. Johnny, you've got the story here. Let's just go ahead and jump into it.
Sure, Daryl, from the Washington Post. Mac Beggs won a Texas girls state wrestling championship for the second year in a row with a victory that, once again, brought a mixture of cheers and boos because Beggs is a transgender athlete. Beggs, an 18-year-old senior at Trinity High in Euless, began the transition from girl to boy a few years ago and has been taking low-level testosterone injections, but is competing in the girls' competition because of a decision by the University Interscholastic League after an uproar and a lawsuit last winter.
It doesn't take much of a an expert to look at Mac here and say that the treatment's working.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's hair and makeup involved in a judgment like this.
Not in the one that I saw, but yeah. I mean, I saw tattoos and lats for days.
Muscles. It's funny, when I was reading the story for the first time, my opinions kind of were set at the beginning, when I thought I knew what was happening, and then they changed with each revelation. So,
yeah, looking at photos, Mac Beggs does not look like a female.
At first, I assumed that the story was going to be about a male transitioning into female.
Okay.
And so that would be cause for boos. Then when I saw that it was a female transitioning to male, then I was hurt inside because I thought that the female had defeated males in order to win the state championship. So luckily that was not the case. So I can still have faith in the patriarchy. It's a female transitioning to male, but she would have preferred to wrestle against male competitors.
Correct. Mac Beggs wants to wrestle boys,
yep,
because Mac Beggs wants to be a boy and is living as a boy.
Right. Man.
Although
right.
Beggs...
18 years old now, so technically, you know, would be man. But, again, as you mentioned, Johnny, the, you know, whatever the athletic union is, said...
The University Interscholastic League.
You were born with a vagina. You wrestle other people that were born with vaginas. It doesn't matter what hormones you're taking. It doesn't matter what transition you're going through. We are not letting you wrestle boys, even though you are living life as a boy.
Yeah, I think that this is the easier decision rather than let's make a decision on what kind of naughty parts this person has is that you make two divisions, the girls division and the unlimited division. Does that make sense? The non-girls, division. Essentially, this person
we just throw it back to like how professional wrestling was back in the 90s, where you had the women's division, and then you had people like China and Trish Stratus and Lita that would wrestle the men, and China actually wound up holding a couple of the belts that were traditionally men's belts.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they called those divisions, if they changed the name for China or anything like that.
No, they never called it the men's division.
Right, because there wouldn't it need to be one in professional wrestling.
Traditionally, only a man has ever held the Intercontinental Championship until China.
Right, so in this case, what you essentially have is the choice for this young person who attempted to wrestle males in the male division or whatever, is now basically doping in the female division because he, she. You pick your pronoun. I'm going to go with the one that
I'm going to go with Mac.
Yeah, I like Mac's pronoun. I'm fine with that. I don't care. Mac, wrestle me to the ground. I'm all 110 pounds of him. Well, I don't know. I've had a little jujitsu. I might be able to take him. We'll see.
I don't want to know about you wrestling high school boys. We don't need a Jerry Sandusky incident coming out on the airwaves of Free Talk Live.
I wrestle sweaty younger men every single week.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How often do you wrestle young, sweaty men? And what do you think? What is the solution here for Mac Beggs, who is living life as a boy, going through hormone therapy to transition into, presumably, becoming a man, but yet what was the name? The University Scholastic something, the Texas Athletic Commission basically is saying, no, you don't get to wrestle boys because you don't have boy parts in your nether regions.
I got to say, this is a very shocking picture of Mac here with the tattoos. And this is a high school athlete, by the way. Tattoos, yeah. Big lats, and the look on the judge's face while declaring him the winner of the women's division.
Let's go to the phones, and we will get back into this story. We've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gentlemen. I called last night. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
And I was talking about the incident in Parkland, Florida, and how I was astonished at the deputies and how there were
so
many
just
failures.
Jump right into the thought. You don't need to give us backstory about how you came to have the thought.
Okay, Daryl. Yes, sir. Right away. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to mention is that there's people who have thought this thing out, and they are trying to spread the word. And I'd like y'all's permission to mention the organization.
What word are they trying to spread?
About arming teachers in schools. It could be parochial schools, government schools, charter schools, schools. And the organization's name is FasterSavesLives.org, because
all right,
the seconds count.
And are they trying to get this to be a law across at the federal level? Are they petitioning at state levels?
They're mostly state level, but they're trying to get the word out that they've already basically invented the wheel and doesn't need to be reinvented. Don't need anything particularly new, because there are actually state laws in many states, such as in Louisiana. I was surprised to find this out, that with the permission of the administration, a teacher can carry in school.
Yeah, as I understand, there are a few areas where this can be done in regular school, and then there's quite a few that can be done in college. I don't see a big difference between high school and college. Let me toss some of the complaints that may be raised by those that disagree with this stance and see how you react to them, okay? Number one, my God, are you going to make 90-pound school marms hoist AKs when they don't know anything about guns and don't like them?
If they don't want to carry, they don't have to. However, if they want to participate, there's also trauma first aid training that's available, and that is so damned important.
So are you telling me you want to put guns in the classroom? What if a teacher gets very angry and shoots a student?
They've been doing this in Utah.
Shooting students?
Thank God. Somebody's finally shooting students.
No, they've been carrying guns. Marky, you ought to have a comic show. They have been carrying guns in classrooms in Utah for years, and there's never been an incident like that. Is it possible? Sure. So is a meteor hitting the school and killing everybody.
Giant meteor 2016.
Right.
Let's see.
What are some of their other... Their other complaints are, guys.
What happens if one of the students overpowers the 90-pound teacher and steals the firearm?
Retention holsters, as Mark was mentioning last night, do a marvelous job of keeping the gun in the holster.
Yep,
so
true.
Probability of that happening is not great. Is it there? Sure, it's entirely possible, but it's not probable.
Matthew, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind, and we'll get back into the story out of Texas about the high school wrestler that has caused quite a stir, but before we do, I want to make sure that I tell you about a home security system that you can get delivered directly to your front door or side door, wherever deliveries go at your house, you can get it set there. And then you download an app, and the app walks you through an easy setup. Even if you have a complicated router system and aren't technically inclined, like some people sitting in the studio right now, you should still be able to get this thing set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And then you can either get notified whenever something moves in front of the camera, or you can just check in whenever you want to from that mobile device, be it your cell phone or a tablet. And have we got a deal for you? 3 Blink security cams for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL. And there's definitely more to talk about this situation out of Texas, where for the second year in a row, Mac Beggs wound up winning the women's high school, the weight division state championship. And the reason there's a controversy is because Mac Beggs was born a female, is transitioning to male, taking testosterone therapies. And there are some people upset saying Mac Beggs should not be wrestling girls. He should be wrestling boys. But when Mac Beggs asked to wrestle on the boys' team, the athletic ruling body there in Texas said, no, 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 you don't get to wrestle boys because you don't have boy parts in your nether regions.
Mac Beggs should not be wrestling girls. Neither should Mac Beggs be wrestling boys in these high school events.
Are you saying that
events.
Mac Beggs should not be allowed to wrestle?
No, but the...
Are you saying that high school athletic events should not even exist?
I think that, well, yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's how I feel, but that's not the world we live in. I don't think that society or the state of Texas owes any high school student a wrestling program. So if she wants to disqualify herself, then she should have to live with that.
And what is the disqualifying?
Taking testosterone. Taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Do you think it'll be a real bruise to the ego of the young men that may lose to Max Beggs, and why?
I would. Oh, Mark. I would die inside if a girl beat me at a high school wrestling event.
I've never lost to a girl at a high school wrestling event, but I do take jiu-jitsu.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I roll around and get sweaty with younger men on a mat on a regular basis. But that does include, at times, rolling around, usually not getting as sweaty, with women. And I've tapped to women before and tapped women before. Usually,
and by that, for people that aren't aware or familiar with the lingo of mixed martial arts or jiu-jitsu, that means that you caused them to submit. They put you in a hold, and you said, "I'm done.
You're
stop
right.
it.
Break my frickin' arm."
Vice versa.
Like for instance, down in I went to Minnesota Jiu-Jitsu while I was down there. The wife of the owner is the high school wrestling coach for Booker High. She's a brown belt. And I could do nothing with this lady.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Like, I could have picked her up, perhaps, and just thrown her to the mat. But then she would have really commenced to whooping my butt. Right? Like, so, just doing sort of normal jiu-jitsu, there's nothing I could have done to her to prevent myself, prevent her from separating one of my limbs from my body. Like, you know, that's the idea, is to isolate a limb. And then once you isolate the limb, you might as well tap then if you're dealing with somebody who's above a purple belt. Anyway, but once they've got that limb, you got to try really, really hard to get it back in. And if not, they're just going to do something to it. They're either going to put you in an ankle lock. They're going to put you in a arm bar. They're going to figure out something. It's pretty hard to get a triangle on me. But I'm just kind of a tough guy, kind of a bigger guy. But regardless, they're going to do something. The fact is, it's skill and training and some strength.
And I've never been in that situation of, you know, wrestling or doing jujitsu against a woman and having her submit me or pin me. But I will say that when I played church league softball in high school, the only time I ever got struck out was against a girl. Let's go to the phones. We've got Carl calling in from New Jersey, listening to us on 1450 AM. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, gentlemen. You'll probably wonder why I'm bringing this up. Block Island in Rhode Island, a few years ago, they had a big wind project put out off Block Island, 5 windmills at a cost of a mere $300 million, not accounting the $40 million to get a power and 8 fibers from Rhode Island to that island about 20 miles off of Rhode Island. And they have a year-round population of 1,000, 20,000 in the tourist season. And I read that windmills last a mere 20 years. And they could have ran a natural gas line at 20 miles from Rhode Island for a mere $30 million a year.
So, hold on. I've got some questions here. You're throwing out a lot of numbers.
Yes.
And my question is, these windmills that were put on, were they designed to only provide power for the 1,000 people living on Block Island?
Well, a little bit of power to Rhode Island, but let me say this. Rhode Island, I think, is the 42nd highest state for their electric costs, where I live, 46. We're even worse. But, it's just too costly, and even one of the residents on that island, she was mad because they got to shut the power off for sometime early in March this year because they got to fix the foundation of an electrical building, and they're going to have to turn back on what used to power on there. Diesel generators for 80 years powered that island. 1 million gallons of diesel fuel, a buck more than it cost in Rhode Island because they had to ship it there. But still, the natural gas line would be the way to go. I mean,
I can tell you this. I have a catamaran, and we looked into whether or not we would have more solar added, better solar added, or more wind, or all those things. The solar guy, which, you know, sounds a little biased, doesn't he? He said that basically wind generators are almost universally disappointing.
So, right.
Hold that thought, Carl.
Hold on.
We'll bring you back, and I've actually pulled up some info on this deep water wind project off of Block Island. Plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And if you want to watch the show instead of just listening, you can do that over on Twitch. And there's actually chat rooms that are, or I guess it's a chat room that is built into the Twitch. Head over to twitch.lrn.fm and interact with other listeners and viewers. And you know, you get to see our smiling faces. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Carl calling in from New Jersey, calling to talk about the Block Island windmill project, the official name, the Deep Water Wind Project, that wound up costing many, many millions of dollars. Now, I went to the website. I did a search because I had never heard of this thing before. Went to the website for the Deep Water Wind Project, and they're saying that this is going to connect Block Island, which is an island of Rhode Island. It's going to connect them to the mainland grid for the first time and provide reliable, renewable energy that will reduce electric rates on the island by an estimated 40%. And, quote, diversify Rhode Island's power supply. And again, this is a very costly project. I'm guessing that a lot of tax money was used for this, Carl.
I remember, right? I had to really search and search and search for it. I think they got a federal grant, which is our taxpayer money. I believe it was $87 million. It was something like that. Jeez. And Rhode Island right now predominantly is the generation and all that stuff for electric is pumped by clean natural gas. Jeez. But here's the real reason I brought it up. They want to do that same nonsense off of Atlantic City, and it'll raise our rates, I've heard, by 50% when New Jersey already pays 50% more for their electric than most states. It is just too costly. The BPU in New Jersey said that three times. The previous governor, a Republican, vetoed it. But our new governor, Murphy, a Democrat, through executive order, is ordering the BPU to approve it. And it's just too costly.
It's getting harder and harder to justify living in New Jersey, isn't it?
Oh yeah. My wife just said this afternoon to the kids, and we're seniors, that you better get prepared because we're leaving New Jersey because it's way too costly.
Just move down to Florida. Yeah. Everybody will want to visit you in the winter.
Yeah, no, we're thinking more like South Carolina. Her sister lives there and told us what their taxes are, and it's $900 a year. Her husband just turned a senior citizen. It's going to be even less. And in New Jersey, mine are about $6,000, but with the school taxes and all that stuff, I bet in another 2-3 years it'll be $7,000. It's like, geez, we can't win here in New Jersey.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll say this on these wind projects. If they're such great ideas, then, you know, just allow the companies to do this using their own money and don't wind up begging governments for, please give us handouts to be able to do this because it's a good idea. As they say, good ideas don't require force. Carl, thank you for the call.
Daryl, I got a question for you.
Yes.
And for you, Mark. Have you ever met a girl? And
yes, I've met plenty of girls.
And you felt an instant connection, and you warmed up to her, and the conversation flowed freely, and you felt like you were sort of made for each other. And shortly thereafter, she just kind of goes lukewarm on you. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? I mean, when I think of the situation, the first thing happening where you make this connection,
yep.
For me that has never it's always continued, and it would require some great disaster to end that.
No, I've had that happen where, you know, like things are going along swimmingly and then suddenly, you know, something weird changes or whatever.
They call that ghosting.
Well, I suppose. I would say that, okay, Mark's the sexist. Here you go. Men and women are different.
They sure are.
And but that's my belief. I just believe men and women are different. So a woman's biological imperative, just like a man's, is to produce children. However, men have the opportunity to produce a lot more children than women do. If you look how many of the children the most women had versus the most men that men had, you'll find a giant disparity in these numbers.
Yes.
So a woman has to make, you know, in whatever fashion she makes her decisions, she has to make a much more clear decision. This is the guy. A guy has to make the decision. This is definitely one of the women.
This is a girl.
Right. Right. So I feel like they have a this sort of system that's built in, whether they like it or not, of sort of sorting through and culling out the extras. Lots of choices.
So like being able to build instant rapport or training that, becoming good at that, but it doesn't necessarily mean as much to them.
No, I think that that instant rapport is great, and that's what they're looking for. But if for whatever reason they're not feeling it, you know, they've asked themselves, am I feeling this? Is this the right thing for me right now? Or whatever it is. And if the answer is no, then one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to get what they want, which is no, or B, the man is going to invest more time in them, which is what they're looking for, which, you know, biologically they should be looking for, is somebody who's willing to invest a great deal of time in them, and presumably, therefore, a great deal of time in the family that they build. I'm not saying everybody intends to have children. I'm just saying that we're all run by biological imperatives. So, yeah, I mean, they got to be more fickle just by their very nature, whether they like it or not. I don't think most people know what determines what they like and what they dislike, what their motives are. So that's what my thought process is.
So why do you ask, Johnny?
Yeah. Asking for
that
a
was
friend.
My question, yeah.
Asking for a friend.
Okay.
So, all right.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got James calling in from Springfield, Missouri. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hello, folks. Wondering what the cryptocurrencies is looking best and most stable in the going forward. Last I heard was from a fellow posting, I don't recall his name right now, but he was going for one of the derivatives, Ethereum.
I'm personally not a fan of Ethereum for a variety of reasons. So, you know, like that's if somebody were to ask me an investment advice first, I'm going to say I'm not qualified to give investment advice.
And most people aren't.
secondly, you know, if somebody's asking about specific things, I have thoughts on some cryptocurrencies. There's like 1,500 of them, and I probably have semi-intelligent thoughts on about a dozen. The ones that I personally use are Zencash, Dash, and Zcash.
So,
the ones that three of your suggestions.
Yeah, the ones that advertise on the show are the ones I like because I chase after them. Right, like you know, I wouldn't put on the air. I at this point. Free Talk Live does not need to put on any old crypto on the air, okay? So the ones that I've put on the air, I like for the reasons that I like them. If you want a tip, you know, all I can do is give you an opinion, and, you know, it's an opinion that I backed with, you know, action. I would say that I believe that Bitcoin Cash is currently underpriced.
Okay.
Did that kind of answer the question, or are you still hoping for something more related to financial advice that we're not
able to get? Well, I'm kind of wondering if I was going to buy into one sort of as a nest egg, anticipating collapse of.
What I would suggest.
You should buy three or four. It's fun that way.
Yeah, you want to
diversify. James, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we had somebody call in a few minutes ago asking about cryptocurrencies. And, well, there's one that we here on Free Talk Live do use. I think most of the hosts actually use it. I can't speak for everyone in studio tonight. But, you know, cryptocurrencies are where it's at because it's good technology. And the liberty-loving voluntarist who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And as of just a couple of weeks ago, they have over 7,000 secure nodes, which makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains out there. And the wallets that they have, yeah, they're available in multiple languages and on multiple platforms. So not just Windows, not just a command line interface. They've got Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices.
It's really good stuff. It's a huge upgrade in the Bitcoin, in the blockchain technology.
Yes.
And this is why I like it.
Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. Let's go back to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Gail calling in from Springfield, Missouri. And Mark, I think you may have stepped in something here.
Uh-oh.
Gail, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Look, guys, I'm 69, so I have watched human beings for a long time. Okay? My observation has been that until women are really ready to settle down, they want the bad boys because they've got it figured somewhere deep in their little hearts that I will be the one to change him. Now, guys are the same way.
Oh, I don't know, the guys are always that way, but all right, go ahead.
I have seen more men go for women who treat them terribly when there's some girl standing off to the side who is a nice girl who really thinks they're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
And they can't see him.
That's about looks. I mean, that's about looks. I would agree with your assessment, except the proposition that guys go after bad girls. I would propose that guys go at, early on tend to overvalue facial features and body shape versus personality.
I'm going to partially agree with Gail here. I think.
Oh, I mostly agree with Gail.
People, by and large, go for the thing that isn't as easy to obtain.
I think men have more of a tendency to react to if they're not being respected, if they're being treated bad, if a girl is deliberately giving attention to another man. Some men will make them try harder, but I think men are much more likely than women in that situation to just think, all right, to hell with you. I'm moving on to somebody else. I don't think men put up with that the way women do.
Go ahead, Gail.
Men will not, and women will not do this forever, okay?
Right, and I don't think anybody was saying that they would.
Yeah, the biological thing kicks in. And then women start looking for somebody who's going to be a good provider.
What age do you think that is, Gail? What age do you think that, just in general, pick an age for women on that.
Well, it varies an awful lot, but I think probably about the time a woman gets to maybe be about 25, 26.
That's my number. Don't mess with them below 25. Don't even talk to them if they're under 25 because they haven't got anything intelligent to say.
So what if they're the waitress where I'm going to get food? I have to tell the waitress what I want to eat, Mark.
Daryl, is that seriously your question upon that piece of advice?
You're saying don't even talk to him.
Yeah, give the waitress your order, Daryl. Go ahead, Gail.
Okay, guys, this is the thing. All right, now Justin Bieber he's kind of on the outs right now. But just think about all of the girls, and, these were into their 20s, too. That we're crazy about this baby-faced little monkey who is such a little bad boy. And I don't think he's all that damn talented to begin with. But he was so misunderstood. And nobody realized that, the world was picking on him. And there is nothing quicker to get a girl on a man's side than for her to think that the whole world is against him. I'm not kidding. If your parents out there, if anybody's a parent, if your girl or your son comes home with girl and your whatever combination, if you say, I can't stand them, don't like them, you're not going to, I guarantee you, you're shoving them right into their arms. So that's my psychology tip for the day. Thanks, guys.
Gail, thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If women didn't make such poor choices below the age of 25, no one would date men below the age of 30. So, there you go.
Let's go to Mark calling in from Tampa. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Johnny, and Mark.
Hello, how are you guys tonight?
Doing well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm looking at pictures of Justin Bieber. Go ahead.
That's a sentence I never thought I would hear you say, Mark.
I really didn't know what he looked like. I don't know what he looks like now. I see a lot of pictures of a man of a bunch of different ages.
He's like one of those, forever 12-year-olds.
He could be 40 for all I know. But please, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to change the subject up here a little bit. I love your show, and I listen all the time. I mostly download the podcast. And I like to go back in time, and I listened to, like, you know, podcasts from 8 years ago. And one thing, I usually agree with you guys most of the time, but I think a lot of times you want to blame the government for everything.
That's the show, right?
Right. And I agree for the most part, but I think you have to look at the source of the problem. Let me give an example. Like, I was listening to an old podcast about a skateboarder, and he got in trouble for not wearing a helmet.
Okay.
Cop pulled him over or something and gave him a ticket or whatever, and somebody called in, and you guys talked about it for a while. And I don't think so much the problem is with the government. I think the problem is with the lawyers. Because the reason that there's a law, it's not like...
You just repeated yourself.
But let me finish. the way I see it, it's not like the people from the government, the lawmakers and whatever, sit around and say, you know, we ought to make a law about let's bust kids for not wearing helmets. I think the real problem is the lawyers, before there's a law, the lawyers will sue like a county or a city because their kid, you know, somebody's kid got hurt skateboarding and wasn't wearing a helmet. So now the lawyers get involved and there's some, you know, class action or not class action, but some big lawsuit and they end up winning. And so now the government, after the fact, says, you know, we just got sued for millions of dollars because some kid, you know, busted his head open at our skate park. So now we ought to make a law that all kids have to wear helmets.
I think you underestimate the number of busybodies that wind up getting elected state rep.
I could be. But I think if you look at all the laws, I mean, I know there's millions of them or thousands or whatever, you know, seatbelts or all these different laws. I think the cause of the problem is lawyers with frivolous lawsuits.
It may very well be, you know, part of it.
Probably the cause for a sizable number that you also
have. They're using the government system.
You also have lobbyists. So I'm convinced, and I have no evidence to support this, but I'm convinced that the only reason there are mandatory child safety seat laws is that the companies that make child safety seats hired lobbyists and went and convinced legislators that you need to make people buy our product, and here's a way you can do that. Until a kid is 4'9", they need to be in one of these things. I know grown women that are barely 4'9". Does that mean that they should be sitting in booster seats when they're driving their little red convertibles?
Well, no, I agree with you, too. But my point is, and just like you said, I have no evidence to support this, but I would bet that it's more of it came from a frivolous lawsuit. In other words, you know, some lawyer got involved with some parent and some, you know, decided to sue somebody, and then a law was formed.
I probably don't call it that enough, but the government is a lawyer industrial complex. I mean, basically, the lawmakers are lawyers, and so lawyers making it so the lawyers make money lawyering doesn't surprise me at all. So I don't disagree with you.
Mark, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.